Good morning. On this 12th day of June 2020 from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth, all hell is getting ready to erupt from all over this country. I'm sorry, I can't put it any other way than that. And never has the deluge looked deeper than when I received early this morning on my mail this clip to listen to. But I'm going to help you. As a person that loves to listen to language and identify what is being said, there was an interview given on Fox News by Sean Hannity. He had as his guest Professor Cornel West, African-American professor, emeritus. I love this guy. He is really one that knows the African-American culture and defends it to the T. Cornel West is not loved by a lot of conservatives, but I'm one quasi-conservative that really has a fond attraction toward him. There was a second guest on Sean Hannity's show, which was a black conservative commentator, attorney Leo Terrell. He has his own television show, at least it was on KABC Radio. My ex-radio producer Mark Ramsey was one of his producers on his show while he was on the radio. I don't know whether Mark is still doing that with Leo, but Leo very well known in the Los Angeles area and all over the country. Attorney Terrell and Dr. West were set up by Sean Hannity. And I want to play the whole interview, but I'm going to interject as I've done before on my radio presentations to kind of enlighten you as to what's really being said. So let's start the interview where it belongs. It's entitled on YouTube, Fireworks, Cornel West Erupts After Fellow Leftists. Now, you see, Fox News calls these guys leftists because Fox News is on the right and these guys are on the left. And these guys are both African-Americans, and they're supposed to be on the same page. But let's see what happened. Sean starts off by saying these words.
Major cities all around the country, Chicago, experiencing even more chaos and crime and carnage in their streets. Just listen to these chilling remarks. A recent conference call obtained by WTW News from a Chicago alderman and Lori Lightfoot's shocking response. Take a listen.
Now, Lori Lightfoot is the black female mayor of Chicago, Illinois. One of the aldermen called her because she has one of those call and response things where people in the community can call and complain about what's going on. And one elderman of the community who is white calls and speaks with his mayor about the problems in that city.
We can't expect our police, and I don't fault them at all, to be able to control this. But I know that we asked our faith base yesterday to stand as the front line between police and looters and rioters. And I am simply not comfortable telling my churches, those people, to be the intermediary in the middle of a riot. Half our neighborhoods are already obliterated. It's too late. What happens when they start going after residents, going into the neighborhoods, once they start trying to break down people's doors?
Next question.
Well, no, I want an answer.
You see, the mayor said, next question. The black female mayor, and I'm not biased, I'm just listening to this. Next question. And of course, the clip sound like it was edited. I don't know whether they had any further conversation. If it was edited by Fox News, they can edit anything they want to. But she said, next question. And the alderman was protesting her answer.
You commented on everybody. I want an answer. It's not something you ignore. This is a question that I have.
I think you're 100% full of
Did you hear that? She said that he was 100% full of, and they bleeped it out. You know what she said. That's the way the mayor answered an alderman. Now, the mayor was wrong. I don't care if she's black, white, whatever color. She's wrong. He asked a decent question, and it should have been answered. Some of you may listen to me, and you may say, well, John, you're wrong. Play the rest of the interview. No, I want you to listen to what prompted Dr. West to go off on Dr. Terrell.
All right, joining us now with reaction, we have civil rights attorney Leo Terrell, along with the co-host of the Tightrope podcast, professor at the ever-prestigious Harvard University, Dr. Cornell West. Dr. West, 749 cops, rock.
Now, I'm going to let you know what's happening since we don't know how to... That's why I have the clip on my website, because you can go back and listen with me and pause it when I pause it and listen to what Professor Coleman is saying. I'm listening to Sean Hannity ask a series of questions all in one question, because the primary question was funding the police department or not funding them based upon what's going on in our city in Chicago.
Bricks, Molotov cocktails, 22 cops in D.C. hospitalized for concussions. We saw a 38-year police veteran murdered in St. Louis. We have a cop in Vegas shot in the head, 749. Do you support this madness of defunding the police?
Do you support this madness of defunding the police when all of these statistics that I just gave you are in front of you? That's what he asked Cornell West. Now, Cornell West had just witnessed the George Floyd funeral in his full context. And on other broadcasts, Cornell was telling, and you can find these clips on the internet, Cornell was telling the people how he was affected by the funeral. I watched the funeral too. It was a Baptist situation. The singing, the rocking of the casket, the black family in unity together, no racial disharmony. As a matter of fact, it was one of the best eulogies that I ever heard L. Sharpton give, as Cornell West agreed to that same thing. But the question is, by Sean Hannity, is do you, Dr. West, still want to believe in cutting off funds for the police in light of all this carnage that's taking place in our communities? Now, keep it in mind. He had an alderman's call in to the mayor. The mayor, obviously, is in agreement. She's a leftist because she went to the next call, please. She didn't want to address anything. Now, let's listen to Cornell's answer, and then we'll carry it from there.
Right. First, say it's just good to be in dialogue with you. God bless your loved ones. And as you know, we just buried old brother George.
There's universal, Professor.
I know. See, Professor West tried to say we're all getting over the George funeral. And Sean Hannity says with unanimity, universally, all of us around the world are touched by that ceremony and the death, the murder of that man by that cop. But that wasn't the issue. I understand Sean Hannity. That wasn't the issue. The issue wasn't that at all. Will you answer? Listen.
We got to keep to this day has been a very, very heavy day for many of us, my brother. So in talking about
So Cornell West again. He defines this has been a heavy day for all of us, and it did affect him. If you go to the interview that Cornell West had with the CNN reporter, Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper, as Cornell was giving his diatribe, in the midst of that interview, began to cry because of some of the things that Dr. West was saying, and it was true. All right? Don't let my dog disturb you. He's just being a dog.
Let's try to be clear about this now. We must have respect, and there must be ability to protect. You have to have police who respect the community. There has to be community, some community.
No, right up front, Carnell does not address the initial question, because Carnell has done interviews with Fox News and he knows what Fox News's intentions are. So thus far, Carnell is doing what he usually does, and he's right in what he's saying.
Clearly control accountability of both citizens and police, and recognizing that the deeper issues of poverty, dilapidated schools, housing, shattered family, communities, not enough jobs with a living wage, that generates a despair.
Professor, let me ask you. Let me ask you a serious question.
But there has to be Democratic control over the police, though, brother.
Now, you hear Sean Hannity trying to come in because he has an agenda for Fox News. He has an agenda. That agenda has been set. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there are liberal and conservative views. That's why I told you personally, as a man of 76 years, I don't vote. I don't participate in this game. I would not have participated in the interview because I know that contingent upon the news media that you listen to, they're going to try to flip that script and get something to happen. Listen closely now.
Professor, I need to ask you. Every liberal big city, Chicago, run decades by Democrats. They've allowed the violence, and they have failed our American.
Now, Sean is correct in his analysis, but Professor West is upset because you just buried Mr. Floyd. His emotions are running high. He shouldn't have taken this interview. Listen.
And children with the most horrific schools in the country.
To the police. They don't have enough housing. They don't have enough education.
He's repeating his diatribe because of what was stated in the funeral, seen in the funeral, what was stated in the eulogy, what was fresh on his mind. And Dr. West is correct. I'm looking at it from both perspectives. They're both correct. They're both citizens of this fine country of ours, and this is dialoguing in the public square.
For the living wage, that's under Rahm Emanuel. Now, I'm no fan of Rahm Emanuel, but I'm certainly no supporter, as you know, of you and your good friend, Brother Trump himself.
Now, I am no fan of Rahm Emanuel either. When he was made the Attorney General, I was no fan of his. I was no fan of a lot of people in the Obama administration. And as a citizen, I have a right to say that. This is what Carnell is saying. And he has a right to say it in this country. For those of you that think that I'm a Looney Tune out of my mind, and wait a minute, if you think me and Carnell are Looney Tunes, keep listening.
Emanuel, why did he not fix the violence? Okay, Leo, why didn't he fix the violence? Why haven't they fixed our...
Now, Sean goes to Leo Terrell because he's, you know, he wants to get the conservative view from the African-American as opposed... They're both leftists, they say, because that's what they do. You're either on the right or you're on the left. The people that want to keep the Confederate flag waving and the statuette standing up tall of an age over 100 years long gone are on the right, and the people that disagree with that kind of communication and exuberance are on the left. Listen.
Our broken school systems, we have failed America's children.
You know, Sean, you asked Dr. Cornell West the type of question you asked in a court of law. He won't answer because he's just giving you old talking points. I'll speak to you, Dr.
No. The first thing that the attorney does is accuse Carnell West of choosing a talking point to spew his ideas. What Leo Terrell did not take under consideration was the grief that Dr. West was experiencing, having just seen the funeral of George Floyd. And he mentions that on another interview without giving any acquiescence to this interview. But Leo doesn't consider this, and he used his time as a talking point to push his particular ideas.
Cornell West, black man to black man. There's looting going on, and you tried.
See, when he said black man to black man, he started the argument. Now, I'm going to play it, and I want you to listen very closely to the words of both men and to note, without any discrimination, how Sean doesn't come in between these two, because the interview was put together to gain this reaction from both black men, thus showing both black men to be at odds with each other, thus giving the analysis that, see, we can have them attack each other and their philosophies are so strained that they would not know when the enemy gave them a false narrative. Listen.
You try to conflate protesting and police misconduct. And shame on you. And you're absolutely wrong. You won't address the issue. You will refuse to address the issue. Because I'm talking to you. You're not my brother. You are hurting black people by acting this position. You are taking the wrong position. No, my brother. That stuff plays out. Address the question. Do you? Oh my gosh, you have lost control. You're a dinosaur. You're an outright dinosaur. You have lost it, sir.
I had to break in here because Terrell called West a dinosaur. Now, West is one of my contemporaries. I guess I'd be a Tyrannosaurus. I'd be a Brontosaurus. I'd be a quadruple Kephalosaurus. What the hellosaurus I would be. Because I've been on the radio and I've interviewed, you've heard my interview with E.V. Hill, with the other liberal Christian, Cecil Chip Murray of First AME Church. A lot of my radio presentations ended up in an eruption. I was just trying to come to the facts. I remember the late Dr. Hill asked me, I didn't know that I was invited to a crucifixion. So I've been in the settings of these kinds of back and forths. But this is a unique one because E.V. Hill and as well as the First AME minister knew that I loved them. I love them both. And the issue that I was confronting is the same issue that's confronting us today. Why are you allowing other people to control you? Let's continue this.
I'm not part of your group. I'm not part of your group. You have lost it. You are a dinosaur. And you know what?
If you were neolithic, my brother.
You are wrong, my friend. No, I don't think so. Because your position is so way off. I will not respect you.
No, you come out of the block disrespecting people. Yeah. You disrespect me, the gated brother Floyd.
Who do you think you are? That does not work on me.
Now, if you watch the rest of the video on your own, and listen, I'm not trying to get your, you know, I'm just having a conversation, my brothers and sisters. These are two brilliant black men. The top of the cream of the crop. I love them both. I've never spoken with either of them. I had an opportunity once to speak with Mr. Terrell, but I refused the invitation given to me by Mark Ramsey because I don't go back and forth against brothers. It's time for us to unite. But they fell into the trap. They fell into the trap of a system just like the general did that left with Donald Trump the White House and marched across the street to the church. The general came out and gave a national apology. And the first apology went to the armed military forces in which he was in charge of. So you can fall into these traps very easily without thinking. Without thinking. Let's continue to listen.
You keep saying that. It's all talking points. All talking points.
Hang on, guys. Leo, give me a second. Guys, everybody's mic'd out. Hang on. Guys, one at a time.
Cornell West, then we'll go to Leo. Cornell, you're up.
Not on Floyd Jr. put in the grave. No,
See? The first thing that he hit, Floyd Jr. was put in the grave. And this man is talking about dinosaurs and all that. See, so Leo Terrell was wrong for that. If anything, if any man needs to make an apology, Leo Terrell needs to make an apology to Cornell West. Because one of the most sacred things in the African-American experience is the life of the departed. Whether they snort a little cocaine or get a little nookie, if you get my drift. Whatever we do in life, we do because that is the life that we have. But Leo owes him an apology. Now, when I interviewed Dr. Hill, I didn't owe him an apology. I asked a question. And Dr. Hill, if you go to the interviews on my website, there's somewhere here. Dr. Hill said, whoever the president of that convention was, they can do anything they want to. And God himself couldn't stop him, quote unquote, Dr. E.V. Hill. That's why I attacked him, because he was on my radio presentation, which was a Christian radio presentation, and nothing supersedes the will of God. I don't care whether it's the National Baptist Convention or the International Baptist Convention. To hell with that. So I had a right to say what I said and not to give Dr. Hill an apology. But let's listen to this thing further. Stay with me, people, because if you don't stay with me, you're going to lose a point.
Leo?
Okay, thank you. Can I just say, you know what? You asked him a very simple question. He won't say he's against defunding the police because, you know what? He's in favor of defunding the police. I'm opposed to it. And this man is a dinosaur. We have to protect.
In other words, what Leo is saying, don't listen to anything that he's saying because he's outmoded and he's done. He's finished. He's through. Now, when I saw some of the young people on the internet responding to this, they said, oh, these brothers was mad at each other. No, brother, you didn't listen close enough. This is a breaking down of the ranks. This is taking two of our generals out. Cornell West is a commanding general in our community. I haven't heard what Farrakhan has to say, but he would agree with me. Cornell West is a giant in our community. And Leo Terrell is one of the admirals that's on the front line. I know what's going on. And so when these young people respond to this, they're responding, well, let's listen to Leo. All right.
Our community, our black community, and you know why Professor West and I are on this program? Because we have education. We have to improve education.
You know what? It doesn't sound like you have education. It sounds like you lost your place. And by saying this on Fox Network, they say, is that the top of their ranks being educated? People, we have to be careful when we're asked to go on these networks and start talking with people.
Professor, go ahead.
Spread
all your
dinosaur.
You're a dinosaur. Don't put words in my mouth. John, what you have people on this show that can't respect the people who come
on? Oh my gosh. You're giving talking points. There's no respect there.
See what I mean? And Sean Hannity did not take control of it because he's the real fall guy. He wanted the mess to continue. See, this is why I couldn't put it on Facebook like that. See? And I pray to God that the people that, you know, I'm paying money to for my website don't shut me down because I'm not a racist. I love everybody. But I believe that in this country, you should be allowed still to say what's on your heart. Let's continue to listen.
You are just giving.
John knows I ain't got no talking points. John knows I'm as critical of the Democratic Party, oftentimes the Republican
Answer
Party.
See what I mean? And then it's like, I don't know. It's almost like, I don't know Terrell to that degree because I've never met with the man, but was Leo trying to make points for himself on this show? You're a dinosaur. It's time for you to move out of the way. Let me tell you guys something. Once you move us old guys out of the way and you're listening to the 50s and below generation, you know, like the age of my daughters, well, it's a wonderful thing to listen to them, because if they came up like my daughters is around me, they came up around a very conservative, quasi-conservative, liberal black man. I was liberal in a very many ways, but very conservative in very many ways also. I have my druthers. That's what I'm saying. Listen to this.
Let me ask Cornell. You agree with Cornell West? Cornell West, I want to ask you a question.
Talk about truth and justice.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. So
you've never been in the courtroom. You're not a lawyer. You're not a civil rights lawyer. I'll match my credentials against you any day.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what Leo Terrell said? I've been in the court with these cases. You have. Does he know who Cornell West is? Has he read any of his books? Has he concentrated on the work that this black man has done? When they had that, the State of Black America, ran by Tavis Smiley. Now, that's another figure that I can talk about, because since these women came out claiming that Tavis put his hands on him, I'm wondering why the women came out when they did and who paid them off. You see, what the establishment has to do is they have to get rid of our black generals. Tavis should have chaired an interview with Cornell West and Leo Terrell. It wouldn't have ended up like that, because Tavis loves black men and black women, and would not have allowed that. People, listen to me. I know you think that I'm old and I'm antiquated, that I'm a dinosaur, that nobody's listening to me because I'm not on the radio anymore. I don't want to be on your radio anymore. I don't want to be on your talk shows. You're making a joke out of the black community. Leo Terrell should not have said what he said about Dr. West at all. And then Leo Terrell was telling Sean Hannity to cut him off. That is showing no respect. I'm not choosing sides. And, of course, let's continue.
Respect, you get no man. Respect for me. You get no respect for me. Cut him off.
Don't put words in my mouth and don't come out here disrespecting me on the day.
All right. I got to let it go. Thank you both. A little out of control. I tried. All right. We'll come back. We'll regroup. When we come.
No. That's the interview. Now, let me say this. Because, see, you can choose sides all you want to. Well, I think that Terrell was right, and I think that Wes was right, and I recall watching a movie called Glory. As a matter of fact, it was the first movie that I ever saw with Denzel Washington playing in the lead role a number of years ago. And the main point of that movie, Glory, was that every black soldier that joined that brigade that was attempting to take the Confederate fort, I think it was off the coast of Carolinas, one of the Carolinas or Virginia, or something like that. This all-black brigade led by a white commander, they all knew that they were going to die. There was no way. They had to attack the fort right, and the black brigade volunteered to be the first to try to take the Confederate fort down for the Union. And in this last scene of the movie, the black soldiers were marching down between the white soldiers from the north. And these black soldiers were escapee slaves from the south that was living under the tyranny of the south. They all died. And what I love about the movie is they showed them dying. And I often ask myself this question. If I were alive then and were black and was treated the way the slaves were treated back in the day, would I have volunteered to go and try to take the fort down? And for those of you that haven't seen the movie Glory, I would admonish you to take a look at it for the Juneteenth celebration. By the way, I'm still waiting on my Juneteenth flag to get here so that I can fly it proudly, unapologetically. Oh, yeah. But I think that when you allow the enemy, and I don't mean that white people are the enemy. I meant that the news media has become a catalyst to separate us at times. We as black people, we as third world people, we as minority people have to stick together. We have to stop becoming our own enemy here. Two famous and albeit educated black men having a conversation such as the ones that we just heard. It is ridiculous that these kinds of conversations are taking place in our community. We need every general, every colonel, every admiral, everybody. I need the Hispanic community that I love tremendously. I need the Asian community. I need segments of the white community. Come together. We're human beings. We have no business fighting with each other like this. I understand Dr. West's grief and the turmoil and the confusion that he was feeling during that. And I can see that manifested as I look at Anderson Cooper that same day, having a conversation with the same Dr. West, and Dr. West giving the same PowerPoints as he did on this interview, and Anderson Cooper was in tears and could not help to cry. Anderson Cooper could barely speak because he was choked up. But when I see Sean Hannity, a man also that I respect his journalism, I respect him, but when I see him promulgating this argument against two of America's finest black men, I feel ashamed of Sean. If anyone should apologize for that, it should be Sean Hannity for not breaking in and say, gentlemen, I'm not going to allow you to defame each other on this degree. Dr. West, you're still grieving, and this is not the proper time for this conversation. Mr. Terrell, I know that you don't believe in defunding the police, but I understand Mr. West's point of view, his perspective, because he's grieving. We just put a black man in a grave and buried him next to his mother. I understand that grief, and I applaud that grief, and I'm going to say, let's come back to this argument at a future time. Thank you for tuning in. That didn't happen. You know why it didn't happen? Because we all have our different agendas that we're promoting. And from time to time, these agendas brings out this kind of reaction. It is time for us to start using some wisdom here. Leo, you're wrong. Dr. West is not a dinosaur. He's an elder. And Dr. West was right at the end of it. The elder should be respected whether you agree with what he's saying or not. And for Leo to react in such a way, I hope that this reaction does not take him out of the marketplace of ideas amongst African Americans in this country. We need the Leo Terrells. As we need, who's that other black commentator that I love to listen to so often? He was on the same radio network as Mr. Terrell, and a lot of leftist blacks don't like him either. I like my commentators that don't agree with everything black in our community, because everything black in our community is not necessarily the right things to agree with. So I'll leave it at that. And I hope that those of you that tune in to my website will listen more closely than to just look at a film clip and choose a side without listening and knowing the hearts of the individuals. Brothers, we have to come together and love and respect one another and listen, really, with wisdom when someone asks you to appear on their network and start speaking against someone else that may have a different opinion. Remember, Leo, remember, Carnell, we all ate of the table collard greens, cornbread, muffins and rolls, pig feet, and the other kinds of foods that we as black men love to eat. We all have grandma and auntie and cousin to listen to. We all got some thugs in our family, some rough thugs. I had to call the police on one a few months ago right here in my own house. But I love that thug to death, and I'll forever love him. But let us not forget this. If we live in a society where there is no civility, if we live in a society where we are easily drawn into an argument without thinking and using our minds and using our hearts, then we are just as guilty as the man that asked for the forum to take place. Just as guilty as a president. And listen, I don't hate Donald Trump. I just don't think that he was the right man for the office at this time, because there's so many people like Donald Trump in my world, and there's so many people like Carnell West in my world. And we've got to, I think I'm going to use the Rodney King thing. Can't we just learn to get along? God bless you. Thank you for coming to my website.